This is your Tech News Briefing. I'm Kateri Yoakum at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Video games have been a holiday gift standard for decades. But this holiday season, kids and loved ones may not just be asking for their favorite games or consoles. A subscription or streaming service may be on the wish list. We'll explain how you can navigate through the gaming jungle in a minute. First, let's check some headlines. Technology stocks are racing toward their best year in a decade, showing that investors are still deeply interested in companies offering everything from memory chips to social media platforms. Among the biggest gainers in the sector are semiconductor manufacturers, as well as the companies that create devices to make chips. Applied Materials is up 90% this year, Tokyo Electron has risen 85%, and Lam Research shares have more than doubled. Experts say the gains reflect confidence that tech will be able to continue delivering earnings growth, despite controversy surrounding some major companies over their handling of users' data, antitrust probes, and trade tariffs. Con artists are turning to a new type of scam this holiday season, gift cards. Scammers are calling or emailing people, often targeting seniors, and posing as their grandchildren, tech support, or even colleagues. And then the scammers ask their targets to buy retail gift cards. Since gift card transactions are anonymous and you don't need a physical card to make purchases, the money can be difficult to get back once it's spent. The Federal Trade Commission reports that this type of scam is almost 5 times more common now than it was just 4 years ago. Speaking of the holidays, you've probably bought or asked for a video game as a holiday gift at one point or another, but this season it might not be that simple. There are more devices and platforms to choose from than ever before, and a lot of different ways to play. So before the online deals come out, we've got our Wall Street Journal video game reporter Sarah Needleman here to help us navigate. Sarah, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So how has gaming changed in the past few years?
Well, it used to be really simple. You would get your game, you'd buy it at a retail store, you'd come home, you'd sit in front of a console or a computer, you would grind your way to the end, and then you'd be done. Now, we can play on phones and tablets while socializing with friends who could be, you know, hundreds of miles away, and there's really no end to games because developers keep updating them with new maps, new missions, new characters. So the landscape has really changed, and we don't even play games very much on discs anymore. We download them, and now we're starting to stream them over the internet like we do with movies and music.
So, like we said, the holidays are coming up, and I know that there still are gaming consoles out there, and they're probably going to be on a few wish lists. Is this a good time to buy a new console?
Well, it depends on whether you have one already, but one thing you want to consider is that, so the Xbox One from Microsoft or the PlayStation 4 from Sony, they came out with their latest models in 2017. Those have better graphics and more storage than the original versions that came out in 2013. And there are some great deals for Black Friday. The prices are going to go as low as $150 for an Xbox, $200 for a PlayStation 4. But you want to keep in mind that Microsoft and Sony are launching next-generation consoles in late 2020, so for next year's holiday season. And so you may want to wait. What's good is the machines will be backwards compatible. So if you have a PlayStation 4 now, the games that work on that device should work also, in most cases, on the forthcoming PlayStation 5. So it's a tough decision. You have to figure out whether or not, you know, if you don't already have one, you could get one for pretty low price right now, and that, you know, may be enough. You might not need to upgrade next year.
So if you are waiting and you are saying, okay, I'm going to wait till 2020, there are a lot of other ways to play games right now as well, right? What about streaming? I know a lot of kids are playing and a lot of adults are playing on the computer with people all over the world. That's not necessarily directly tied to a console, right?
No, that's a PC. But when we talk about streaming, we're talking about cloud gaming or playing games that are streamed over the internet. So we're not talking necessarily about consoles or computers per se. We're talking about really any internet connected device. So it's still your computer. It could be a TV if you have internet access through your TV. A lot of smart TVs now do, or you have something called a Chromecast from Google, for example, that you plop into your TV and that gives you, it turns your TV into like a computer essentially. Phones, tablets, all any of these internet connected devices, generally speaking, should work for streaming. It is so new, though, that it is not quite that widespread.
And how do you get access to these games? Do you buy a subscription? Do you buy them once? What's the protocol?
So if we're talking about the latest and greatest blockbusters and you want to stream over the internet, right now you have Stadia. You can get it for a monthly subscription of $10 a month. once you subscribe, you'll get 2 new games every month onward, so you'll accumulate over time. Now, separately from that, you can also buy games outright. And as of launch, as of right now, there are 22 games that you could possibly purchase. And then Google has promised more games down the road. In addition to that, they have these special editions. I mean, I know this is a lot to take in here. But if you want to pay $129, that comes with a 3-month subscription. So that's a $30 value right there. And it includes a controller because you're going to want a controller. You're going to need a controller to play Stadia. And also the Chromecast Ultra I mentioned. That's the dongle that makes it possible to stream games through a television if you don't already have a smart TV, which some of the TVs already have that capability built in. And we'll see more of those over time.
So you still need a lot of stuff to go along with this. This is not just like you sign up for the subscription and you're done.
This is true. I mean, look, with any playing any game on a TV or any AAA game, you need some sort of a controller. These are not mobile games that you tap with your fingers, so you're going to need the controller. They're somewhat standard. If you buy a console, you still need a controller to play that too.
And even with the consoles, they're looking a little bit at the subscription service as well, right?
That is true. So when we talk about subscription, there are a number of options. If we're going back to consoles and also computers, there are a number of services. So Microsoft has something called Game Pass, has about 100 plus games, including some of the new ones. The day they come out on sale, you know, for the rest of the world, you would get them in your subscription. There's also PlayStation Now, I mentioned earlier, for PlayStation users. Electronic Arts and Ubisoft, those are game publishers. They have their own subscription services. So if you're a big fan of the games that these particular companies make, you might want to sign up for that.
This is sounding a lot like the streaming wars that we've been talking about when it comes to TV and movies.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, there are so many options, so many different ways to get them.
Yeah, if you weren't struggling enough to figure out the difference between Hulu, Netflix, Disney Plus, HBO Max, and I can go on and on, yeah, you have similar problems with gaming. Only I would argue that it's even more complicated with gaming because with games, you have different types of games. A mobile game that where you're just tapping is very different than a big, beefy AAA game that you're getting super immersed in and you might spend hours and hours playing with other people. So but yeah, it is a lot to swallow.
I mean, I can just hear the kids saying to their parents, yeah, but it's $100, but then you get all these games and I don't have to buy the individual games and it's so much better.
That's true, but normally buy a couple AAA games a year anyway, they cost around $60. You can get a subscription for as low as $5 a month. Of course, the ones with the better benefits come closer to 15. But when you do the math, you could be saving. But the other thing I really have to remind everyone when we do a subscription is you're sort of locked in, right? So once you subscribe, you have all these games. The minute you end that subscription, all those games go away. And so they won't be part of your library anymore, which, you know, for some people, that's fine. You play them through. You don't feel like you need to play them anymore. So, that's a tough decision for some people to make. And if you're buying a gift for someone, that's very difficult to know. So you may want to hold off or talk to your kids if you're buying gifts for them and ask them what they want. They may not even want you to buy a game that you put underneath the tree. They may want a download code. So, have that conversation now might save you a little bit of tears later on.
Excellent. Sarah Niederman, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And that's your Tech News Briefing. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal in New York. Thanks for listening.